Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Talking about Elf, Will Ferrell, Ed Asner playing Santa Claus, Bob Newhart playing the head elf, and doing a terrific job. I love the movie. I hope you go and check it out, if not this weekend, sometime over the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a holiday classic. Ed Asner could not be cuter as Santa Claus. Bob Newhart made me laugh doing nothing, just sitting there or narrating with that Bob Newhart deadpan style. Made me laugh out loud. Both with terrific Chicago roots. In fact, when I talked with Ed Asner, I suggested that he should be an honorary citizen of Chicago.
I would like to be declared such.
Yeah. Well, I think we include you among our honorary citizens.
I started acting in Chicago. Why not?
Yeah. Take us back. I mean, where your roots there go back to where?
I went to the university and dropped out after about a year and a half because my heart was in acting. And it's not really known. U of Chicago is not really known for acting. And did all kinds of jobs. Drove a cab, sold in a boiler room, did the steel mills, did the auto plants. I did everything there. It was a failure at all, which is why I stayed an actor. And went in the Army, and just a week before I got out of the Army, Paul Seals wrote me and said, come back and join us. We're going to do classics and new plays. I came back and we had Playwrights Theater Club at North and LaSalle. Then we moved to Dearborn and Division. And we had two beautiful years where I learned my craft.
It's where kind of Chicago got its starts also, right, with Paul, and where we became sort of the comedy capital of America,
right.
I think,
right,
because of all you guys.
If they ever create a pantheon of theater gods for the 20th century, if Paul isn't Zeus, I don't know who should be.
Yeah, I agree with
what
that.
What he spawned with Second City, Compass, Story Theater, all the actors that came out of there.
And your son goes to school in Chicago, you told
yeah.
me. So,
yeah.
So your relationship continues.
Yeah, we'll be back Thanksgiving to see him. I can't wait.
That's great. How often do you, I don't know if you run into the old Mary Tyler Moore people, but people must ask you all the time about reunions and
yeah.
you guys getting back together again. Do you think that's something that will ever happen?
No, I don't think we assembled to, you know, do a little something as a reunion on TV. But in terms of the cast, I mean, without Ted, how can you have a reunion?
Really, it's that.
I wouldn't want it.
That pivotal of.
I mean, I would have to know, unless you can clone Ted. There's no sense getting together.
Yeah. Do you continue to be amazed at how popular that show is?
Yeah.
All these years later that it's been off the air. I mean, really, it still stands so strong.
Well, when I look at it, the interesting thing is it never gets dated for me. I mean, I was amazed some years ago when I looked at Untouchables, now, which was a period piece when it was made. And I looked at it and I said, my God, look how dated it is. And it was the style. And I think the style of Mary Tyler Moore is eternal.
It's just amazing how your character has become so ingrained. Does it become annoying after a while?
No, no.
Do you like
when, that? When people used to call me Lou on the street all the time, always Lou. And I thought, well, I mean, thank God he's a better man than I am. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ted used to get bothered. he didn't like the idea of being regarded as Ted Baxter. It bothered him.
Yeah. Has it gotten in the way of other kinds of roles, other things?
Well, we fought vigorously. And for instance, I did Rich Man, Poor Man. I did Roots. So we fought very hard at the time I was doing Mary to do contrasting roles. And I think it succeeded.